President Kennedy presided today over the first formal meeting of his cabinet. It lasted 2.5 hours, and all 10 members joined in a discussion of the problems facing the new administration. Sitting in were Vice President Lyndon Johnson, United Nations Ambassador Adlai Stevenson, Budget Director David Bell, and Economic Council Chairman Walter Heller. Much of the discussion centered on the State of the Union message, which Mr. Kennedy will deliver Monday before a joint session of Congress. Elsewhere in Washington, a conference of 350 farm leaders came to an end just about where it started. They agreed that most farmers are unhappy over their economic condition, but they disagreed violently over what the government ought to do about it. President James Patton of the Farmers Union said the farmers have so many organizations speaking for them that it sounds like a babble of voices. Patton's organization wants the government to step in with a strong program of production controls. At the opposite end is the Farm Bureau Federation, which wants less government control and the elimination of price supports. Meanwhile, Three-Star Extra learns that House Speaker Sam Rayburn's plan for speeding up action on the Kennedy legislative program may never come to a vote. The proposal to liberalize the Rules Committee by increasing its membership is scheduled for a vote on Tuesday. But before that time, there may be a compromise between Rayburn and the opposition leader, Rules Committee Chairman Howard Smith. Under the deal now being discussed secretly, Smith would agree to allow key measures of the Kennedy program to be cleared for House debate. Rayburn, in turn, would not press his resolution to enlarge Smith's committee, but would keep it handy for possible future use. The compromise would save face for both sides and avoid what could become a serious split among the Democrats. This is Ned Brooks.